You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Right now, we're going to play Two Truths and a Lie. And Patty thinks she's pretty good at spotting liars. Are you pretty good at that, Patty?
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder if the career that somebody is in makes a difference. You know,
if you're like an attorney or
Do you
something,
actually administer lie detector tests, Patty?
Yeah. No.
Okay, then we're good.
All right, so here's the way it works. We're going to start. Tell you what we'll do. We'll have Jeremy start each one this time.
Okay.
We'll go clockwise in here. And all you have to do is listen to each of these statements, Patty, and if you can figure out which one is a lie, you win the prize, okay?
Okay.
All right, Jeremy, start us off.
All right, sweet Patty. Nabisco is set to release cranberry sauce flavored Oreos for the Thanksgiving holiday.
All right, or you can find gasoline today in the Denver area for less than $2 a gallon.
Oh.
Emily?
Patty, according to a new survey, 7% of women between the ages of 18 and 36 sexed every day.
Mm. Who do you think is lying?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear all of Emily. They do what every day?
They sext every day, Patty. They send naughty text messages.
Okay. Who do you think is lying?
Emily.
You think Emily's lying?
What the?
That's absolutely the truth.
Yeah, we hussies.
Patty, as far as I know, Nabisco is not set to release cranberry sauce flavored M&Ms this Thanksgiving.
I guess Nabisco.
I'm sorry, Oreos.
Listen, thanks for being on the show. Have a great day, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Thanks
but
for
some
trying.
Nabisco person is listening all, right now.
Yeah, they're going, hey.
I know how to save the company, boss.
What a great idea. Here comes Jessica. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
You ready to play Two Truths and a Lie?
Yes.
All right, let's see how you do. Jeremy, you go first.
Colorado man finds human ear in chicken pot pie.
Mine is a new report claims that Taylor Swift is making $1 million every day.
A guy got banned from a European airline for life because he showed off his Pinocchio tattoo. And his Pinocchio tattoo was in his groin, and I'll let you guess what the nose was.
I'm lying.
Jessica.
I'm lying.
Jessica, who do you think was lying?
I think the Pinocchio tattoo is a lie.
You think it is?
Oh,
no, that's absolutely true.
I wish it was a lie.
As far as I know, a Colorado man has not found a human ear in his chicken pot pie.
That was a good one, Jeremy. Jessica, thanks for trying.
Thank you.
All right.
And thanks for thinking I'm a liar. Whatever.
That's pretty funny, though.
Tell me another lie.
Here's Anita. Good morning, Anita.
Good morning.
We haven't had a winner yet. Think you can do it?
I think so.
All right, Jeremy, go first.
The new weight loss fad sweeping the nation is the jalapeno cleanse.
Okay. Or there's this one. A giant hole has opened up on the sun, and it's as wide as 50 Earths placed side by side.
And I want you to know that only 10% of Dunkin' Donuts revenue actually comes from donuts.
Who's lying, Anita?
I believe it's the hole in the sun.
You think the hole in the sun is a big fat lie? No,
yes,
that is true.
Oh.
And astronomers are amazed by this. It's a big hole, and
got
it's
a
as wide
in
as
my son.
50 Earths, and it's causing all sorts of magnetic problems on Earth.
Amazed, really? They're amazed?
They are amazed.
As far as I know, the weight loss fad that is sweeping this nation is not the jalapeno cleanse.
The jalapeno cleanse was
sorry.
The lie,
sounds
Anita.
Good, though.
Sounds itchy.
Listen, have a great day, okay?
Burning.
Thanks, you as well.
What does that burn? What does that burn?
Ouch. What does it say that we haven't had anybody be able to pick the liar?
We're getting good. Better at duping them.
Here comes Tim. Hello, Tim.
Hello.
We're gonna give you three statements. One of them is a lie. Are you ready?
I am ready.
Jeremy, go first.
This one's actually local out of the Denver Post. Mix 100's Croctober feature has been picked up by the Food Network.
Or a judge in Alabama ordered people who couldn't pay their fines to either immediately give a pint of blood or go to jail.
And last, Chicago literally translates into stink onions.
Tim, who's lying?
I think I'll go with the last one, Chicago.
The stink onions?
You've been there. No, unfortunately, it really does translate into stink onions.
Holy cow. What was the lie, Jeremy?
I'm sorry, Croctober has not been picked up by the Food Network.
Ugh.
Yet.
Yeah. Well, Tim, thanks for trying, buddy.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye. I've noticed something in common with every one of these lies so far today. Here's Mike. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going well. Come on, we have not had a winner yet. You've got to be the one. Are you ready?
Yes, sir.
Jeremy, go first.
A company is developing a car seat that massages you to prevent road rage.
Or insiders claim that Madonna and Sean Penn are hooking up again.
And last, 6 out of every 10 Americans consider themselves an Eagles fan. The band, not the football team.
Who's lying, Mike?
It was the last one.
Is that their lie? The Eagles?
That is true.
You're winning! Hey!
Nobody likes the Eagles.
What is the percentage?
Oh, Desperado. I don't know. I just made that up. I'm just spitballing here.
Mike, we finally got a winner, and it's you, my friend.
Awesome.
Yeah, hold
awesome,
on.
Man.
Awesome,
man.
Awesome.
Man, a few words.
I kind of want this car seat that massages you during road rage, though. I'm not going to lie.
When you say that, though, I imagine all of these drivers sitting in little baby car seats.
No.
Instead of actual.
If it gives you a happy ending, I'd be tailgating constantly. I'll tell you that right now.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search @DomEmilyJeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/DomEmilyJeremy.